Online Podcast June 10th, 2005.
Welcome to Online Podcast. I'm talking over the recording. I mean, not the recording, the announcement.
Place those large garment
Welcome
bags,
everyone.
Roller bags in the overhead bins. Your small bags underneath the seat in front of you.
So they'll get to my ear.
We do thank you for choosing us today. Welcome on board.
Pretty soon we're not able to talk anymore. So I'm going to introduce everyone. To my right is John.
Hello.
And John is a listener as well as a star now. And to my left is Mike. And we all work at McDonald's. You know, it is so much better when you can do a show with other people. That's easy interaction. You don't know how long it took me when I can actually turn it on and start talking. Am I recording? Yes. Now you see that?
Yes.
Because
sometimes you can start, yes.
Hello, Tara.
Shortly after takeoff, we'll be serving complimentary
orange juice and coffee.
What is
this? Tara's going to serve us orange juice.
Oh, yeah.
We're lucky.
In-flight service for what?
In-flight service.
I sound like an idiot, I think. If you do not meet
exit row criteria, I would like to have omelette, please.
You're like what?
Omelette.
And hers are like...
So that we may push back.
I know.
We need everyone in the seat.
That's awesome.
Back in your tray tables in their full upright and long position.
I think I have
a recording.
Carry items underneath the seat in front of you.
It's called... I can't remember the name of it. But this order is that you can't remember the names of things. Dysnomia?
I don't know.
Something like that. There's dyslexia.
Dysnomia, that would sound...
You can't remember nouns.
Oh, I have everything then. Because I can't remember anything.
If I have to go introduce people to people...
Do you have problems with
I'll stress
remembering
out
names?
And I can't pull their name.
Really? I have a freakish gift to remember people's names.
Really? Oh, that's good. Yeah, I have to work so hard on that.
No, when I was working for my sister-in-law, people would come in to see the studio and stuff, and they'd bring their kids and whatever, and then they'd go and visit the other studios, and then they'd come back a couple weeks later,
mm-hmm.
and like when the mom walks in, I'm like, oh, hi, Pat, and they'd be like,
is it, you don't have to like make an effort, it just comes
I don't, as I get older, I have to make a greater effort. It's not quite like it used to be, but yeah, I freakishly, like there was a guy that came into McDonald's the other day, and I was talking with him, and you know, and I asked for his name before he left, and I saw him come in last time I worked. I guess it was Tuesday or whatever. And when he walked in, I said, "Oh, hi," and asked us, and he was like,
and "You remembered his name?"
Yeah,
because I just say, "Welcome back."
I
really?
Do too.
I know your face.
If I've gotten their name from them, I can generally remember. Especially that somebody does spend time there, you know.
Oh my God, I can't remember his name.
There was a guy last night. He thinks I know his name, but I don't. So it's like, oh, hi, bye. Yeah. Everybody knows my name here. I said, oh, yeah.
I know. Oh, I know.
I don't know who it is.
Oh, it's
you definitely.
I know.
Spot where I go.
It's going to be equipped 34 minutes at an altitude of 29,000.
Okay, pretty soon we're going to have to.
St. Louis has calm winds, scattered clouds.
No.
66 degrees. Pleasure having you on board. Like,
thank you.
Back,
well, we have to turn off now for the 10,000 feet thing, you know.
Okay, we'll see you on the other end. Hello everyone, welcome back. We are on, I don't know how many feet, 10,000 feet?
At least.
Okay, at least 10,000 feet. So John just stuck his finger again into a sticky thing.
Well, I put my hand like underneath the seat, just I was bending over, and there's something grody and sticky.
Probably
what do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Have you smelled it?
I have wet feet.
Put your hand in it and smell it.
I have wet, oh gosh.
Wait,
why don't let Mike smell it?
Bag.
Let Mike smell it. It's probably gum. Some moron. Oh, Jesus. Holy.
Doesn't really smell.
Oh, God.
It smells like a bag.
I have to.
Smells like paper bag.
It does.
Mike just smells the
black
stuff.
There's some brown. And some black.
Oh, it's probably
it's
like.
It's probably some kind of adhesive or something from the, seat cushion.
Okay, it's
disgusting.
So it looks like something
it's just
mechanical.
Not right when you put your hands in there.
Yeah. Okay, my ears.
Well, it depends on.
Oh my God.
I'm blowing my ears. Do you need wipes? Like, I have wet wipes and stuff.
No.
Do you want it?
If it's convenient.
Yeah, it is. Everything is convenient. I only have one bag.
A little Purell would be good, too.
Oh, I have that, too. How do you know I have that?
I know. I knew you would have it.
You saw it? Oh.
No, I didn't see it.
You have Purell?
I know
the Purell heiress.
It's a Target brand.
Every time you buy Purell, you help her put gas in her truck.
Ooh. Oh, the heiress?
Yeah.
There's a Purell heiress?
There is. Kind of like the Hilton sisters.
Did you see the television show? Do you want to be a Hilton?
Here, line one, please.
The mother.
Oh, yeah, do you want to be a Hilton? Yeah, I've never
seen it. Or, do you really want to be a Hilton?
No. No, who would... Who would want to look like a 12-year-old boy?
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
There's a new television show.
Call Hold On?
Coming on. Do you want to be a Hilton?
Do you want to be a Hilton?
Like Paris.
Oh.
And Nikki. Nikki's dead.
Nikki's...
He's the one that married,
Nikki
Star Hilton. Of the 50s. Cat in a Hot Tin Roof.
You guys are going to have to help me put my show notes.
What? Cleopatra?
Liz.
Liz.
Nikki Hilton.
Oh.
Oh, but there's a Nikki Hilton. That. Nikki Hilton is also Paris Hilton's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe Nikki's named after Nikki.
Probably.
Do you want to use my wet wipe that you use?
No.
No.
Why don't you just wipe off that whatever greasy stuff
that's
there?
That's very smart.
Oh my god! Okay, I just bench some.
Really?
Junk.
I go from behind.
Okay.
I go.
Oh gosh! Go. Shit, this is typical.
I'm right down the middle.
Do you? Really?
I do too.
I hear you are supposed to do the side wipe.
Okay, we're talking about wiping your butt.
Yeah.
So I just saw John with his wet wipes. You just dripped on your pants.
You're a mess. You know what? You should stop where you're at. You're not gonna get any further ahead.
You're gonna make me wet.
St. Louis.
We're training McDonald's.
We're recording the podcast, so
we're gonna keep our job.
Yeah, we need to keep that under wraps.
So let's call it McDonald's. We have a job training.
McDonald's.
Oh, so you're lying.
Yes. Oh. Well, for this, we can tell you later.
Pause it.
It's for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we're crazy.
Let me see them.
Okay, welcome back. Now we're safe. This is gonna be so much fun. I hope it's not gonna be too noisy though.
Yeah,
because I can hear it. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all that noise.
I hear what I hear. Yeah.
So, I don't know where we left off.
Wiping ass.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Mike. I have to describe this to people because it's radio. I gave John a wet wipe because he touched something sticky under his seat. So, I just saw him sticking his hand with the wet wipes in between his legs and heading down there that way.
Right.
You clean up your fingers, and then he said, do you want this? And I said, no, and I said, why don't you use that wet wipes to clean up what's the sticky stuff down there on your seat? So he sticks his hand in between his legs down the seat, so it looked
and
like it's wiping
like
it. It looks like it, too.
So, isn't that interesting? So, I guess you were taught to do it that way, right?
I do it from front, too.
Dude, this is too hard.
And I also
have to balance on one cheek.
Oh look!
Oh my god!
We're getting beach balls.
Free
awesome.
Size.
It's not first grade school beach ball.
Do we all get one?
Oh my god!
Oh, you need
perfect,
a pen.
Because I need a pen. Oh, luggage tag.
Who wants back tag?
Definitely.
Okay, Southwest. Fresh. Southwest people have been really, really nice to us. Why
That's
Southwest?
Right.
And I got just.
They put.
Thank you.
I have Southwest nuts in my lap.
You do.
I'm a little uncomfortable having somebody
and
else's
I'm
nuts
grabbing
in my lap
right now. And I'm grabbing my nut
by
his
nuts in my lap.
I have warm roasted nuts
processed with peanuts and other nuts.
I thought you were gonna say the content of roasted peanuts is roasted and peanuts.
It's.
the ingredients of the roasted peanuts.
Roasted peanuts, dry roasted. But then it said processed in a facility where, or processed in a facility that processes peanuts. Well, the ingredients are peanuts.
Am I recording? Wait.
Oh. Okay, gotta have your wings.
Oh, I love wings.
You know, we all secretly want to be flight attendants.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I did the thing.
Do you want me to give you the demo stuff so you can practice?
Yes.
What demo stuff?
I don't know.
Is there a
button? Oh, the actual thing. Okay, the flight attendant is going to give us the drink.
We got our wings.
Orange juice, please. What did you call me?
Cabana?
Oh, cabin fun. Thank you.
OJ, orange juice.
Thank you. I'm really excited about the beach ball. That's the best.
Did you get a beach ball?
I want a beach ball, too.
I love how they put the napkin over the top.
Oh, that's smart.
It's very smart. Sort of like leaving the straw with the tip on so that they know.
I do that. I do that even for myself.
Okay, I was at a restaurant. I wish I'll name it. I don't remember the name of it. But anyway, this lady was putting straws in like the holder, and she was going like this, but she was tapping her hand on all the tops of the straws.
Who was doing this?
It was at, where's that restaurant? Red Robin.
That's gross.
I don't disgusting. Know what Red Robin was.
It's
Kansas City restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, was it? They're closed now. They're not around anymore.
No, they are. They're at the brand new development of 40 Highway and 291.
I don't know where that is.
But anyway,
Tara, is her name Tara?
Tara.
Tara's trying to inflate.
Inflate this official selfless beach ball. What you need to do is pinch the end so that it opens up the mouth.
Oh my god.
It's gonna explode when we go down. Or it's gonna shrink. Whatever. Really? You know, whatever the pressure does. It's...
Here, you know what? You need a bag to do this.
You need a what?
You need a bag to do this.
Okay.
He did.
To blow. Well, yeah. To inflate. You need a bag to do that. And I hope this catch a bag and not bag.
It's very heavenly looking outside. Nice fluffy clouds.
Let's start passing it around.
Oh my god, look at his head. It's red.
Oh my god, it looks like your head. It's red and it's round.
I can actually see all your
hair. Oh my god, he's so good. Is it gonna explode when we descend?
I've been told.
I don't know what he said, I just thought.
I think she said I like your head.
Oh.
She said I was good.
Okay, this is gonna end up a really good podcast.
I'm downloading this one. We need to give her the URL so that she can go check it out.
Go to my website and you can download the show.
Cool. I just got a new laptop too.
Nice.
Oh, good for you. I hope it's McDonald's. Yeah. Oh, shit. What is that?
It's your website.
Yeah, it's your website.
Podcast.ttp.com.
I'd like to see that.
Those are nice. That's pretty cool.
It's just a summer
thing. Oh, I love this.
Summer London. And Southwest.com. And Coca-Cola. So you're an official distributor of Coca-Cola products?
They give us all this stuff that's in here. So it's all just free.
I like how the bag says entertainment on it. Because it really is entertaining. I've had fun with it so far.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I don't know. Pin, though. Oh, that's really entertainment. You know what I mean?
It's good though. It writes really well. This is the website.
Lightweight too.
Online podcast. And my last name is Ong. That's why it's online. If you forget about it, you can always just search for John Ong. It will probably pop up also.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Interesting. Are you especially
and Tara's on there. Tara's the star.
When are you gonna put it
post
on?
It. Check it by next week.
Next week? Okay.
Like beginning of next year. I'll probably post it this weekend.
Okay.
Will do. Obviously.
And tell what's her name?
Tara
and Jody.
Jody, who does not mind being called
Foster.
She's more old school, I guess.
Yeah, she's been here a while.
Yeah. Because, there's flight attendants and then the stewardesses, and the stewardesses are the slutty ones, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that.
So you want to be a stewardess. You know, I had a show in my gallery called...
is this girl? You can plug it.
I think it was called. So you want to be a stewardess, and it was a bunch of images from the book. So you want to be a stewardess, and the text in it.
I'm adding
and it's so it's all this stuff from like the 50s.
Balance the balance.
And how a proper stewardess is to behave. you're not supposed to wear. If you wear a scent, it should be light. Because you don't want
like
to put
McDonald's
that, you know,
it
that
does.
Businessman from Omaha into a frenzy or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was really horribly sexist and just,
I smelled
just
those
hysterical
the other night.
To read.
Remember?
It was a series of posters that this woman, this
I try not today, I wear a little bit heavier. I'm sorry.
Great series of posters.
Because it's a long day.
Hysterical. Every single one was like this weird, twisted kind of
The audience is going to get really... But if this is too confusing, you can...
Book.
Take your right ear off or left ear off.
So you want
to listen to it and then go back and replay it so you have like two sides of conversation.
It's like green. I think the last name is green.
Of course I'm not racing.
Yeah, with an E on the other.
So,
but...
Okay, I'm going to ask Mike if he... Does your gallery have a website? Do you want to plug it?
My gallery used to have a website, but
okay,
it's just too much effort, so...
And I have nothing to plug yet.
Can I plug
I have so many listeners.
Can I plug my not-for-profit? Oh, maybe I shouldn't
70.
Be not-for-profit.
You can do anything.
Well, just because everything that we've been talking about, and then I'm going to throw in.
Oh, sure. You don't want to have that relation.
My not-for-profit.
Another episode, and your name would be something else.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
pretty
good.
You probably have no idea what we're talking about.
In the city?
Yes.
Yes.
In the city or outside?
Jesus.
We all live in the city. He lives the furthest out.
Yeah.
He lives
in the boonies.
He lives at 83rd. He lives in, like, South Waldo. He and I live in Midtown, a couple blocks away from each other. We just learned.
Yeah.
I live, you
but
know.
He's moving,
have
though.
You ever, like, left the airport and gone into town?
We have, on our longer overnights, we have our hotel is downtown.
Is it?
Really?
You know the big radio tower in the middle of town?
I
you
do.
See this big orange tower? I live underneath that. That's
which
town.
End?
He
which
sounds
end?
Like I live underneath it.
Which end?
In which
small
end?
Tent.
The four legs? Which one?
Oh, I live on the south.
Southwest?
The south.
Southeast. Southwest.
No, the northwest corner.
Ooh.
I live on the northwest corner of the.
Do you get zapped
tower.
When there's lightning?
I don't get zapped when there's lightning, but like I said, when the ice falls off of it, it does land in my yard.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Which
How
is
long
about
have
a block
you been
away.
There?
I've been there, this is my 50th year of living there.
Oh, wow.
See, I've been down there 11 years.
Oh, wow. That would be hard to move.
Yeah. We're just not housemates.
So but you have no housemate. If you
say it. Wonderful.
Is it out on the market yet?
I'm sorry?
Is it out on the market yet?
No. We're doing the cleanup 11 years of crap thing. We've actually filled up
is it
two
a house?
Dumpsters.
A house or a home?
It is 2.5 with rentable apartments.
Oh,
wow.
You do? Do you rent it out?
Yes.
You can actually. Are you planning on selling it or are you planning on renting it out?
No, we'll sell it.
Here, I'm going to hand you my nuts. Put them in your bag since you guys brought bags.
Oh, my God, yes.
Is it really for us, or they want us to
no,
give it up?
No, I think it's for us. So, what? You guys have nuts, right? Here, let me give you a beach ball.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's...
We got a whole
we're
break.
Special. We're real life.
These nuts have been on each of our feet.
No, my nuts are in John's lap.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
and I grabbed it.
Will be sent into the St. Louis area.
Okay, let me grab your
nuts.
Here,
Kevin, told us to expect pretty good bumps on the descent. So
I didn't crash it.
I'm jealous.
Oh, Susie Orman. I love Susie Orman.
Yeah, we've asked the flight attendants to...
My friend who's a financial advisor hates her, says she's horrible.
So, we're going to have turbulence?
Well,
yeah,
you know why?
Why she hates her or why you love
yeah,
her?
Yeah, why she
but
hates her.
She says that she doesn't know what she's talking about.
10 miles visibility under
I think she's
guys. Right. And a temperature of 70 degrees.
Susie Orman.
Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Well,
look
of course,
forward to
she probably knows more than...
Yeah, I mean... She gets a good 20% on her clients' returns. My friend, he's the financial advisor, so.
But
that's pretty hard to do.
What's that?
That's pretty hard to do.
It's very hard to do. She's good. She's good. And I'd plug her if I had her permission, but I'm not going to. Her.
Oh, God. That sounds so nasty.
She's in Pasadena. I'd plug her.
Yeah.
I'd plug her.
You'd plug her.
Would you really?
No.
No, there are so. Let's just talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Are there women that you found attractive enough?
Wait. That you want to ask them?
Yes.
Okay,
no.
Repeat that in my ear. I want to make sure that's recorded.
Because, you know, a lot of gay people are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you didn't say that. Blah, blah, blah.
So
like,
you do? For you?
Well, I have had sex, yes.
No, but will you still... You will,
well, no,
still there?
Because I'm actually monogamous. But anyway...
But if you are not, will you?
I can see it rarely occurring, yes.
I would...
There are certain women that I find incredibly attractive... Mostly not gay. I have to be honest.
Sexually?
Yes.
I don't find them.
I have never found a woman sexually attractive to me.
Yeah, no,
I mean, you know what I mean. I've never been attracted to a woman sexually.
And you know, I don't
neither
know.
Have I. No, I but know. I find them sexy. I mean, I can...
I appreciate
yeah.
the sexiness and
yeah.
the whole thing,
but I
wish I were them.
Have sex with them.
Yeah.
See, maybe
although I have. Last time I had sex with a woman was because I have a friend who I'm very competitive with. And it was like, it was going to be
sure
me.
You sure you want this to be on the show?
Sure. Yeah. It was going to be me or it was going to be him. And his name is Eric Nichols and I won. She went home with me. I never came, but she did a couple of times. But, you know, it's like, you know what?
Okay, this might be too loud for other passengers.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
No, they're loud. So, yeah, I wasn't, we're competitive. He's like one of my best friends, and it was like, I'm not, there's no way. I'm winning tonight. I'm winning this one. And it was a huge win for me because, you know, obvious reasons.
Another reason why podcast.
And he's gorgeous, so.
Oh. Is he gay too?
Huh?
That you're not gorgeous?
Is he gay too?
No, he's not.
Oh.
That's why it was such a blow to him, because he's really good looking.
Literally.
And he was interested in her. She was gorgeous. She was amazing. She had everything on her was heart-shaped. Heart-shaped ass, heart-shaped breasts, heart-shaped lips. I mean, she was amazing.
My ear is clogged. No. I just had a Tourette.
I'm glad to hear that, because so many times people make such a big deal out of it, but... As growing up, you don't know exactly what's going on.
Well, and when it comes to, especially when it's sensual, you will get aroused.
Exactly.
Regardless.
My whole deal, if it's dark and someone's caressing you in a certain way, you're going to get excited.
Yeah.
It's whether or not you want to stick it in.
And you were saying that. You're warning me?
What?
Nothing.
I whether or not you wanted on the quarter sphere.
What's that?
The counter sphere.
All I'm gonna say is, what did you say? Because I can't hear it.
I can't hear myself.
It's because you have those things in your ears.
No, because my ears are hot or stuffy.
Oh.
Yeah. I meant to grab my gum, actually.
I'm gonna swallow.
And I neglected to do that.
Gun chewing.
Gun chewing
at work.
So unprepared. What?
At work. I don't. We cannot chew work. I mean, we cannot chew gum.
My other job. There is a person who always chews.
That he's popped
out. I love chewing gum, but I chew it in the car between places, and then I spit it out when I get home.
I like to pop my gum, and that absolutely drives Bruce crazy.
Yeah, that.
I try not to do it, but I sometimes forget.
That's OCD, you know.
Yeah, we kind of
popping it
over and over again.
Yeah, it feels good. But it's loud. And sometimes it's so loud it hurts my ear. Tornado again. We're in Kansas, you know. I'm in Missouri.
I trimmed my nails last night.
So
really
you guys are gonna have to help me with my show notes.
So your show notes?
I usually kinda summarize it like with a few words.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll help you with your show
notes.
So
how do we do that?
I'll send you the audio file.
Oh, okay.
Or screw it, I'll put the show notes up after you guys listen to it. I mean, technically, you don't have to put summary. Show notes is really good when you have a link that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Then it's helpful. Oh, my ears.
Yeah, my ears pop through. That's good.
Try to swallow something.
Right. I know, I'll swallow anything right now. What is this turn into? We were so good in the beginning.
Wow, Blue Sky. That's something we haven't seen in a couple of days.
What is that?
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. Smiling man. Oh, gosh. All right. The RIA is going to come get me.
Oh,
kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
He's asleep.
He's enjoying it. Go to online.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, let me quickly.
No, thank you.
I'm excited to hear your radio announcement.
Ah. It'll be very exciting.
I imagine.
Okay. I need to put my things away.
Oh my god.
The
I cannot chew spicy stuff because people can hear me.
It would be funny, do it.
I have it's done like, it.
Chips, dude.
Mm. And then go to the wait, let me finish my eye.
Okay, I'm going to be on kind of on top of you, so don't freak out.
It's okay, I'm versatile.
I'd be freaking out. You know, I didn't want to learn these kinds of things.
Really? I'm fascinated by
you. Okay. One thing. What are you
doing? Your preferences and stuff.
Nothing.
Oh, no. No. I'm just kidding. No, that's it.
Please make sure your seatbelts are fastened. Bring your seatbacks and tray tables to their forward, upright, and locked positions.
Oh, do we have to turn off all of our electrical
equipment?
Thank you.
Please return those underneath the seat in front of you.
Just the show one, and then we'll do another turn.
For the chip app?
Or whatever.
We might get three shows out of this.
Yeah, four, maybe five.
Flight attendants will make one final pass through the cabin.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tell people where my website. You can go to the website. Online podcast. Go to onlinepodcast.com. Oh, I can say
podcast.
That. Go to onlinepodcast.com or you can email me at online@gmail.com or you can call me at 206-888-JOHN. And thank you for downloading the show and thank you for subscribing. And please stay subscribed. I'll see you on our next show. We'll probably still have John and Mike with me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to smile. Woo. That's my channel.